From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry will promote the benefits of two trade pacts championed by the Obama administration during a Tuesday speech to government, civics, and policy leaders in Los Angeles. The State Department says Kerry will address national security opportunities of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's a landmark free trade deal among 12 Pacific Rim countries. He will also address a transatlantic trade and investment partnership. That's an agreement being negotiated between the U.S. and the European Union. Ministers from those countries signed the agreement in February, but it still needs U.S. congressional approval. In Yemen, a suicide bomber detonated explosives near a football stadium in the city of Aden Tuesday, killing at least four people. Eight others were wounded. The attack appears to have targeted young men who were lining up to register for the military. The country's ceasefire is generally holding, despite what a U.N. spokesman calls as pockets of violence. The Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and Saudi-led Arab coalition trying to drive them out agreed on a truce ahead of another round of U.N.-sponsored peace talks set for next week in Kuwait. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This cessation of hostilities is crucial for the people of Yemen, who have suffered from over a year of fighting and a massive humanitarian crisis, which has resulted in over 80% of the population requiring some form of emergency assistance.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Italy's foreign minister arrived in Tripoli Tuesday. It's a show of support for a UN-backed unity government that Western nations hope can unite the oil-rich country as well as lead the fight against a powerful Islamic State affiliate. This is VOA News. Nigeria's